Good evening, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. It looks like the Michigan Department of Natural Resources has looked at the state's coyote population and determined they've earned their own 7-month special. The new statewide coyote management season kicked off Monday and runs through October 14th, thanks to a recent approval from the Michigan Natural Resources Commission. Unlike traditional hunting windows, this management season stretches more than 7 months. It is designed specifically to address overabundance and reduce coyote-related issues with livestock, pets, and rural backyard drama. Coyote hunting is allowed on private and public lands, but with restrictions. And every spring, Michigan participates in a beloved tradition called collective confusion. It involves wandering around your house muttering, "Is that clock right?" while you squint at your stove's operating manual. Yes, daylight savings time is coming back again. Twice a year, we spring forward and fall back like a state with commitment issues. Phones update automatically, sure, but your car clock, your coffee maker, that old thermostat in the hallway? And what about your microwave? There's been endless chatter in Congress and even in Lansing about locking the clocks and calling it a day, much as Hawaii and most of Arizona have wisely opted out of DST. But in Michigan, bills get introduced and headlines are written, but nothing happens. Here's where it gets interesting for everyone in Michigan. Losing just 1 hour of sleep can throw off your body's internal clock, crank up stress hormones, and leave you foggy enough that you'll wonder why you walked in the bedroom. Medical experts report the spring shift leads to short-term spikes in heart attacks, car crashes, and workplace injuries. So if you feel edgy, snacky, and personally offended by DST, it's just your internal clock fighting back. Now for the part you actually need. In 2026, daylight savings time returns at 2 a.m. on Sunday, March 8th. That's when we spring forward, lose an hour of sleep, and gain an extra hour of evening light. So set your clocks ahead before you go to bed. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proclaimed March 2026 as Reading Month in Michigan, highlighting a major new push to improve literacy statewide. The governor is promoting her Every Child Reads plan, which she calls the largest literacy investment in state history. The proposal builds on efforts already underway, including tripling the number of literacy coaches in schools and expanding science of reading instruction. More than 6,000 Michigan educators have already completed advanced literacy training. Whitmer's plan focuses on three areas: expanding early childhood education, strengthening evidence-based classroom instruction, and increasing tutoring and small group support for students who need extra help. Library leaders and educators across the state are applauding the initiative, encouraging families to celebrate Reading Month by visiting their local library and making reading part of their daily routine. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll continue with our national news.
Every act of change begins with a neighbor, with someone saying,
"We take care of each other here."
In food banks and food pantries, neighbors pack fresh food and dignity into every box, moving food from farms to families through Feeding America's nationwide network. So when that box reaches a home, it carries more than food. It carries a promise that together, we can end hunger. Feeding America, led by neighbors. Take action to end hunger now at feedingamerica.org.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our national news. Total lunar eclipse visible across North America. Early yesterday morning, observers in North America witnessed the first total lunar eclipse of 2026. The moon took a dramatic blood red hue during the totality phase, which lasted for approximately 1 hour. This event is the last total lunar eclipse that will be visible globally until the end of 2028. Amateur astronomers and professional observatories across the U.S. provided live stream for those under cloudy skies. And that's been your local and regional with national news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here, along with your obituaries and weather on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.